I never know where I'm going. I walk this path steady hoping. I rest my mind always open, because this path steady glowing. I reach the star steady floating. Don't want the smoke steady coping. Blood in my eyes steady flowing. There's no surprise where I'm going. Back to the basement, no conversation. There's no relation, new generation. I need information just to kill my temptation. Without your invitation, my childhood simulation. Back to the basement, no conversation. There's no relation, new generation. I need information just to kill my temptation. Without your invitation, my childhood simulation. In the winter time, we was dead cold. Started space heater on the day before. Had two sticks, Nintendo. Them two sticks akimbo. Them days were so simple. We was broke, cause crippled. Messing with demons behind the fences. Man, you know. It was fun to have been solo. So much family in one zone. Using guns were invisible. Imagination so pivotal. Title kids would be miserable. Tell me who's really living though. Missing grandma the realest though. Been them years since you seen us though. That's the time that you seen us. Go round the back to the undergo. Them bees with no honey, though. Back around, I was chasing. Pull through the glass, what you waiting for? To the basement, they see me, though. Back outside with the weirdest, bro. Off the fence with no witness, no. I never know where I'm going. I walk this path steady hoping. I rest my mind always open, because this path steady glowing. I reach the star steady floating. Don't want the smoke steady coping. Blood in my eyes steady flowing. There's no surprise where I'm going. Back to the basement, no conversation. There's no relation, new generation. I need information just to kill my temptation. Without your invitation, my childhood simulation. Back to the basement, no conversation. There's no relation, new generation. I need information just to kill my temptation. Without your invitation, my childhood simulation.
It's rough out there,
man. I'm telling you, it's rough out there. It's a cold world, man.
It is cold. You know, you
it's
got
a cold world. And look, it's springtime, dog.
It's spring.
It's supposed to be getting warm, dog. And like they dropping these dango cold beats and like
7 minute warning.
7 minute drill, dog. It's a
drill warning. Listen, the only thing I know is this is your boy, the Ravishing Rudy,
and NTT. Yeah, that's me.
And then always in the studio, but never here, but always in spirit, is Jared Flark Splash McCain.
Oh, dang. You know, some I forgot. This is another thing. This is way off topic. This is off of the whole entire river that I had written up and everything. But like, WrestleMania was this weekend.
It still is.
Like, The Rock came back.
Yeah.
And who he teamed up with? He teamed up with what? Roman Reigns.
Yeah, you know they cousins.
Wait. Look. All right. For my listeners and everything, with me, I'm very out of touch with my whole entire Russell fandom and everything, because like I kind of fell off in after the Attitude Era. I told you
probably the Ruthless Aggression.
Yeah, I think it was around there.
Because you still watching Kurt Angle? He was bald.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
so around that time, that's when I fell off, and like when I tried to get back in, I felt like it was too colorful for me because of the fact that like TVs had like changed over the years.
So this what happened. So you were still watching it when it was the Attitude Era and the Ruthless Aggression Era.
Yeah.
And then I think, like most fans, but I think for you, you probably fell out once like people like Eddie Guerrero died and Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
So like you fell out probably like 06, 07.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so the feel you
maybe 09.
09, okay, well, the
maybe
feel.
Because, like, around 09, that's when, like, the Steelers won Super Bowl, and that's when I was like, oh, we straight football now.
Well, the feel you in. So, okay, yes, The Rock did come for this little WrestleMania run.
Okay.
So, to feel you in on the family.
Okay.
So, they're called the Bloodline.
The Bloodline.
Yeah, so
okay.
So they're literally like one of the deepest families in WWE/F history. Okay, so
yeah.
currently in this timeline of people you would know. So you have The Rock.
Yeah.
He is, I want to say, the third cousin of Roman Reigns.
He's okay. Wow.
Okay. So then you remember Rikishi.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
So Rikishi is The Rock's second cousin.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And that makes him Roman Reigns. That's his uncle.
Wow.
Yeah.
And wow. His Rikishi is Roman Reigns' uncle?
Yeah.
Wow.
And his kids.
Uh-huh.
They're Roman's cousins, like first cousins.
Okay.
So I don't know if you was watching this deal then, but it's a tag team called the Usos.
No.
Jimmy and Jay, they're twins.
What?
So those are Rikishi's kids.
Nice!
Yeah, so that's how long this man literally wrestled. He has 30-year-old twins that are wrestling now. And then if you want to go back, do you remember Umaga?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Umaga.
And I think you were still watching this when it was a dude named Rosie. He's a tag team with the Hurricane.
Yeah.
A bigger Samoan.
Yeah.
So those two were brothers.
Okay, okay, okay.
Those was Roman Reigns' brothers as well.
What?
Yeah, so the bloodline.
Oh, see, like, look, I'm telling you, you're literally, like, blowing my mind right now. Because yeah. I'm telling you, I have felt all so hard back then. And, like,
I think I got the family tree correct. But, yeah, so Umaga and Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
They were kin.
Okay.
And kin to Roman.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, like, their whole lineage is, like, crazy.
Yeah, that's so nice. But congratulations to them. They still making it happen, dog.
So, now, currently, I think the storyline has been going on for, like, about almost 4 years.
Because, like, that's a lot of hard work and dedication, even for family being in the ring.
Roman has literally been the champion for, like, I think that he's 4 years in as a champion.
Nice.
So I think the story is about to come to an end. But okay. They brought The Rock because he's like the most famous living Samoan in the family dynasty. So they brought him being his name now is the final boss. His name is the final boss, but he's been bringing back like his Attitude Era-esque type shit. Like, wearing the Versace shirts.
He has to. I mean, just to show that it's still there.
Yeah. So, that's been going on for the past, like, month and a half. But now it's WrestleMania time. Mm-hmm. I think, like, it's going to come to an end. Roman's champion. But I think The Rock will probably still be here for maybe, like, another few months. Because I think he's going to be for Roman Reigns. And then they're going to probably have a blow-off match. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's how it's going to be.
Noise.
So everybody, look, man. So, you know, for ones who've been listening sporadically to the channel and whatnot, you know, I've been trying to update a few living arrangement things so we can do videos in here.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Now, because I want y'all to see what I have on. Now, I might do like a picturesque type shit, you know, with this video.
I'm gonna have to post on
the actually, I think page. That's what the episode is gonna be. I'm gonna take a picture of the fit and then put it with today's episode, so they can see what's going on.
Right.
But anyway, so everybody listen. So this is gonna tie into two subjects: how these kids today ain't shit, and I'm tired of y'all talking about the 90s and whatnot. But I'm sorry,
they're done with the 90s.
I'm gonna start with the first part. All right, y'all, look. I'm 33 years old. There are certain things in fashion that I'm not going to get into because in my mind, I am too old for that. I wear, to me, what is comfortable, and I rock with it.
Big facts.
Now, listen.
But I'm knocking on 39. Not shit. I'll be ready to try some comfortable clothes.
Listen, I don't do the jogging pants and what them things called.
I don't like to show my ankles, dog.
Yeah, like, I ain't got no problem showing off my legs.
No, I mean, I'm talking about like wearing joggers that show off.
Yeah, legs. I don't do the joggers. I don't do the jogging pants. I don't do low key. I don't know when this started, but basketball shorts as fashion is literally irking me because in my time.
Wait. They're wearing it as fashion.
They're wearing it as a fit.
I can understand if, like, you came from the gym or you going
no,
from the court, but
they're like, literally selling like NBA college shorts as a fit.
Fuck out of here!
No, I swear to God, that's a thing now.
If I can't look, I'm telling you, if I, like how Like how Kanye said, if I catch you with the three stripes, I'm going to fuck around and make you my bitch. Because like, you out here with some dang old baller shorts.
As fashion. So,
as fashion.
So these youngins today, they're wearing... So apparently, like, what I be wearing, they be climbing me, talking about, who am I, John Cena? Because I wear jeans, shorts, and khakis. Like, no, I cannot deal with the... I can't do joggers, can't do jogging pants.
I mean, like, I can wear the joggers, but I'm not really, really feeling it. And it also is like, when I'm wearing the joggers, I'm not, I look, it's not the sweat, it's the sweatpants era that I'm just trying to go ahead and see who's looking. You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen. But yeah, so, yeah, let me tell you about these motherfuckers today, y'all. So, you know, got a little choppy job. I was doing my inventory count. So I pull up, mind you, I ain't feeling like being here alone. So I put on some, I'm color coordinated. You know, I always been color coordinated. But I put on a little fit.
Gotta coordinate.
Yeah, because if I die, I want my ghost to always stay, you know, intact.
Facts. Fresh.
Yeah. So if I'm hunting people, I'm hunting people in style.
Facts. Yes.
But, you know, so, you know, I go here do my inventory count. These niggas was letting me do a fit check. Okay.
We're going to check inventory. They check his fit.
But listen. So look, got the Kobe's on. Can't even buy those no more.
Damn.
These shoes at value is $450.
Damn.
The Levi's, the cutoff Levi's,
damn,
another $50. I got on your paycheck on the lower half of my body. Ooh. I just want them to know that.
He said, you ain't even, he said, your check's not even on my level.
It ain't. Then I got the customized Rudy Martin CDT. You know, that's an easy 25. So right.
Smooth.
So right now, I just want to know, I am literally wearing 2 weeks of your paycheck on my body.
Oh my God.
So, but then these niggas came to me and was like, why is he dressed like Jake from State Farm? I was like, that's cold, buddy. And then I tell my co-host what they said. Who gonna say, you do got the fresh cut.
I mean, he do got a fresh lineup, dog. So I mean, not only that, he's coming into work doing business. So I mean, shoot, like I can see where they went with the whole John Jake from State Farm.
Jake first came
in clean, fresh, and he's like, "I'm here for business and business."
Jake from State Farm. it's crazy work. Like, damn.
I mean, do you want them to call you Arnold Schwarzenegger coming out there?
I mean,
you say, I'm here for business.
Jake from State Farm is insane. Diabolical.
Standing on business.
Crazy work. But no, but that ties into this. We got to lead the 90s. Listen, so I follow a lot of stuff. And one thing I do follow is a dude on, he's on like anything that has a video, Facebook, YouTube.
Okay.
Instagram.
Okay.
He does a basketball like topic of we gotta leave this in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
So he be saying like, for example, basketball today is just at its pinnacle because back in the 90s, basketball was trash. Now, this is what I gotta say to that. We can't compare like eras because certain stuff ain't the same of how it was in a certain time.
Yeah, and regulations change over time periods too.
Yeah, so like he made the example like if you took Michael Jordan in Pittman's Day's game, then nigga beat DeMar DeRozan. And I was like, okay, that's crazy.
That's kind of tough.
Well, no, because I can see what he's trying to say, but Michael Jordan is on a whole different plateau of athlete compared to DeMar DeRozan. It's insane. But yeah, like trying to leave stuff in the 90s is crazy. Like, and like if we comparing like certain stuff that came in the 90s is like top tier. R&B. Rap.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's one thing they trying to say to leave. We need to leave the 80s, B.
Wrong with the 80s?
Okay, 80s.
Hold on. Are we saying like 80s, like hip hop and R&B, or are we talking about like just 80s styles?
Okay. Because,
like, I mean, it's understandable when it comes to certain styles.
80s fits, I feel like, will live the test of time. Because you can still wear an Adidas warm up suit or a Nike one.
Shoot, you got to think about where we from. We from North Carolina. Shoot, the best fit and that's clean anytime is a polo, some khakis, and some forces.
Oh no, doesn't
you can't tell you can't tell me
there's a man that's getting clowned right now on the internet, and now he has become a rich viral sensation.
That's what I'm saying. I told you that is a Carolina fit.
Now
that's,
that's a Southern fit. I will say
that
this
would never like go away.
But I will say this: that what he did, he deserves to get clowned. Wow. I didn't know LNG was still in business.
Now
he wearing it. No, LRG, sorry.
Yeah, LRG.
He wearing an LRG fit is crazy in 2024.
I didn't LRG. Know. Polo?
Yeah, he had on LRG polo.
Oh man, see.
With the jean, but the shoes was fire.
Yeah.
But this the thing. So apparently in the video he gets clowned.
Uh-huh.
He was so he got some food. Or he was meeting Shorty with some food.
Yeah.
And then so Shorty was like, she ain't going nowhere with him. And he was like, why? She was like, yo, fit. He was like, but I ain't fresh though. So
and then like look. All right, this is another thing that I can tell you for sure that so like I know for dang on certain a lot of y'all or if I'm wrong, I apologize to my listeners if I'm basically attacking or sound like I'm attacking. But a lot of people these days, I haven't went to a house yet that I've seen an iron board or an iron set to the side, like you know, like in the living room or just like you know what I'm saying, or just like where the fact like they have it already like on go before they go out the house.
No, because see, look, I ain't going to front you.
Mm-hmm.
I pop my shit in the dryer.
That's what I'm saying. When was the last time I seen some? You seen somebody iron some clothes?
I ironed them at, well, I don't know about people. Last time I ironed was literally during the Comic-Con.
Mm.
I ironed my pants.
I ain't going to front with you. Last time I ironed some clothes was when I was in college.
But I'm saying, like, before we were involved with conversation like that. But no. So they was treating fam all kind of disrespectful. And I was like, that is cool. But then that brings up to the conversation that, you know, we had off camera where like, if you're a certain age Democrat, you can't talk to certain people. And this is one of them. Because if fam was talking to a girl around his age, this wouldn't even be a viral thing.
No,
if he would have just got some cheeks probably, went out to eat. Lived his life.
Yeah.
You see certain age like areas you can't dip into that water because they don't know what you got on. It's crazy. And like certain stuff maybe needs to be retired. Like, but for one, these kids be telling about why. This is another thing too. I feel like I shouldn't have to fight these motherfuckers. I wasn't as bad as a teen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I gotta fight these motherfuckers every day. I gotta prove these motherfuckers think I'm a cartoon character.
Shoot, you
no.
out here got them thinking I'm an imaginary friend?
No, listen. We'll get into that too later on in the episode. This is what I got to fight with these kids, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. As you know, most people who listen, I'm an avid sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main teams I love and follow is the Yankees.
Okay.
As you know, I have tons of Yankee jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you see a Yankee jersey,
yeah,
it's literally the NY, the pinstripes, is white.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta defend myself against these motherfuckers because these fools was thinking like I was wearing the same jersey over and over, just putting on different shorts and shoes. And I was like, no,
I mean,
this is a different jersey every time.
And not only that, I mean, I don't know.
No, because somebody was like, why do you wear the same shirt every day? And I'm like, it's not the same shirt. It's a different jersey.
Yeah.
And it was like,
don't they have like a away jersey?
Ew.
What's wrong with the away jersey?
Well, now it's getting backlash because I think like they have a new maker of jerseys for like pro teams.
Uh-huh. Oh dear.
They're like thin. They're like sweat is being shown on them. Like it's horrible. It's the people from Fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones that's in the mall or whatever.
Yeah.
So they've been they're partnering up with MLB making jerseys.
Ew. They went cheap.
Yeah, and how's looking is like, they're so bad right now. Two teams chose not to wear their jerseys. And then another two teams, they're waiting on their jerseys. They didn't even get their jerseys. They had to wear a different jersey and get it shipped to them on the road because they don't, they didn't have their jersey ready.
That's sad.
Tragedy. No, I gotta defend these kids. I had to pull up a picture of how many Yankee jerseys I have bought. I had to line them up. And then once I did it, they was like, why do you have 22 of the same jersey. I was like, it's not. We're going to win streak. I always wear my Yankee gear.
Hey.
Just like how I do with my Dolphin stuff. Like, you win a game, I gotta represent the team. Team Unity. Unity.
But I mean, like, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna front. I still need to, like, expand on my, like, jersey wardrobe. Like, I really want, like, me, I don't have, like, a favorite baseball team. I hate the fact that, like, as big as a fan of baseball as just the sport entirely, I don't have a favorite team. You know, because I mean, I more or less go with, like, just colors. What happened?
Some people's grandpas didn't love y'all.
I mean, my grandpa didn't love me. I honestly, I got a baseball and a bat in the dang old car right now. Listen, if you want to go out to the field, we can go right now.
Because I tell people this all the time. Like, why do you like baseball so much? It ain't my fault. Y'all grandpas didn't love y'all.
Yes. Oh, dang.
Niggas was not playing these other sports. People got to realize, like, this is why I keep saying, like, as we get older,
yeah,
we got to, like, keep stuff, like, flowing with, like, the younger generation and such. Because this is what y'all got to fail to realize. So, my grandpa would have been born in the 40s, 50s.
Okay.
So, baseball would have been a predominant, like, thing for black people.
Yeah.
Like, Jackie Robinson. Yeah. And,
I got a Jackie Robinson jersey.
But what I'm saying, but that would have been the top tier thing of black people in the 40s, 50s, 60s would have been baseball. Then, you probably got the grandparents now being born in the late 60s, 70s, they wouldn't fucking with baseball. They was fucking with basketball, football. And that's why you got all these other African-American kids, you know, enjoying, not forgetting the lineage. Like, y'all grandparents, you know, the new grandparents, put your kids on baseball. They make the most money. Like, get your child flourish in a sport where it's number two, but number one in the USA in paid sports.
Yes.
Baseball players make stupid money.
Yes.
And y'all shine them away to get tackled and
brain damage.
And some kids can't shoot. Got them out here looking stupid in public. It's crazy. You know what else is crazy? You know what's going on tomorrow as of the time of this recording? We got a solar eclipse.
Yeah, and like, you know, something that's so sad, man, I had this whole entire, like, trip planned out last year. Like, I had, like, what I'm telling you, I had this whole entire trip planned out last year, things fell through, but it's like, it's all cool, because, I mean, it's still, like, a cosmic event that I still won't be able to miss, because the fact that, like, it's still happening, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's like...
Sorry.
Okay. But yeah, it's like what are you gonna do?
I'm sorry. Yesterday was lit.
What happened like yesterday?
They been lit all WrestleMania.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. I told you WrestleMania was the weekend.
But no, this summer it is record.
I'm telling you, if we start getting superpowers out of this bitch.
Because of the solar eclipse.
Yeah, regardless.
What superpower you want?
What superpower would I want?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, all I know is, like, if I'm gonna be a black superhero, I wouldn't mind my name being Super. Like off of a PJ. When they see me, they be like, Super!
Oh, see, I thought you were going in the MF Doom region.
No.
Super.
No. Super.
No. You can keep rhyming your name.
If I'm going MF Dune, then I'm just gonna be a super villain.
See, that's the shit, home. I got worm code. That's the shit I was talking about. Like, shit need to stay. Cause 80s flow cadence. I hate that shit.
Why?
Cause some rappers in the 80s was rapping.
There wasn't like, even there like, wasn't that was even goddamn
Dr. Seuss. No, it was on beat. It was the flow. Some people's flow was very, very, very childish.
Because they was telling stories. They was in a storytelling era. How about that?
But see, okay, it's different from when it's like rhyming to tell a story, and then when it's not storytelling and you're rhyming, and it's like... like, they be killing me. It be shit like, waking up,
Sunday, fun day. Shoot you on a Monday. Like, what? Like, why? Why are you doing that? Like, I mean, now, don't get me wrong. With the right beat, that probably is fire.
Yeah.
But, like, I be hating people like, let's leave shit in the 90s. No, the 90s is where, like, flow and storytelling, ladies rapping like men.
Yeah.
Like, that's where, like, you can't disclude now. Some of the 80s, I ain't gonna lie, some of them had the most nursery rhyme built flows I ever seen.
I mean, you gotta think about it. They was coming out of themselves. Cause like around that era, you gotta think about it, they didn't have as much creativity, or they didn't have as much of
a
great foundation.
Like Will Smith.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with Will Smith?
Have you ever heard of Will Smith rap?
Yeah, I heard the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song.
That's the point. Actually, you know what?
That's what I'm saying. You can't tell me that song right there that's not burning to your brain right now.
Okay, but stuff like that, what is it? Everything you keep not naming is 90s songs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when he got better. Yes. Let's think about his parents don't understand.
That's
those Dr. Seuss-esque rhymes I've ever heard.
Yeah, but I mean, he knew what artist that he was trying to approach, but he realized, yeah, I might need to like get up off that, because like this is not the era that I need to.
I never heard this man say, "I'm out here trying to win, not trying to sin." Don't drink gin. Like I hate when he does.
He had that. Look. Yeah, I told you he was focusing on the group that he was rapping to. And also, he was still rapping at his grandma's house, so he had to make sure the fact that like he can please both sides.
He once rhymed, "I'm not trying to be Hugh Hefner, but my DJ on my track is Jazzy J." Like, listen,
I'm telling you, he was still in his grandma's basement while also trying to basically approach a certain crowd and keep both of them happy.
Like I'm saying, like I'm happy he like you know got better.
Yeah,
like I feel like real rap or better flows didn't start to like 88. I feel like 1988 is when you can like pinpoint anything before 88 is like trash.
What? Oh, wait. See, now I actually gotta do some research.
You do. Like I'm pinpointing.
If you coming for at least my group.
My mom about to cuss me, smooth me the fuck out when
if
she
you
hears
at least
this
coming
podcast.
For my group. I got at least make who's sure. Your group? What you mean? Who's my group? Who's all right, cool, bad. We still in the clear.
Who's your group?
It's in the 90s.
Who's your group?
We ain't gonna go there.
We gotta go there.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, that's the 90s.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like people can't discredit him. We gotta throw out the 90s. The 90s is literally is the base point of most things that we have right now.
Yeah.
We're getting sampled the most right now.
Yeah. If I hear anybody sample
Fantasy by Mariah Carey one more time, Lotto gotta come see me. Big Lotto.
I'm about to say, who's another rapper that came out in the 80s and stuff like that? I'm about to say KRS-One or some shit.
See, he did come out in the 80s.
I know, that's why.
Him, like Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, 88 to me is like the pinnacle of like what rap is founded on. Anything before 88 is literally Dr. Seuss.
Wow. KRS-One, his career really didn't kick off until the 90s.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
That's terrible.
Everybody was rapping the same.
That's terrible.
Everybody had the best Dr. Seuss rhyme.
That's terrible.
We could have been rappers in 85. We would have been famous. We would have blown up. So that would have been crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. We would have dropped so.
I feel like 88 was like the best time to like drop.
Yeah. Who was in 88?
Yeah,
give me someone. Who was in 88?
Well, first of all, looking at my wall right here. So this is some of the records you have.
Let him know.
You got Straight Outta Compton.
All right. Wait. We're going to do some fact checks on that.
Okay. I'm telling you, 88 and onwards is like some of the best rap. So you got Straight Outta Compton.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that was in 88.
About to find out. Okay. That's 88.
Okay.
All right.
You got
check.
You got The Great Adventures of Slick Rick.
Okay.
Which is I'm dead set. That's an 88.
Let's see.
Because it came out in November 1st of 88, if I'm not mistaken. That's a Scorpio CD. That's why I love that album.
All right, let's see. Boom. All right, bet, bet, bet. Check, check.
Yeah, my mama puts me on music like that. Okay. The Fear of a Black Planet by Public Enemy.
Ooh.
I'm sure that's another 88.
Yeah, Public Enemy. Hold on. We about to. And you said Fear on the Black Planet?
Yeah.
That's
1990. But my point would be is that's the boom of...
That's right there on the edge, dog.
Listen, but I'm saying that from 88 to onwards is like the foundation of rap.
You want to know something? I feel like our age of rap or our like supposedly three kings now, where they was starting... When they was starting to hit the fan and it was really like... I don't know. They were... I just felt like at this time period, it was very weird.
Of what?
2013, 2015, and 2012, I think. It was very weird. Because, like,
hold on.
How come Born Sinner and Yeezus dropped on the same day?
We're going to break that down. We are going to break down the so-called three kings of today's rap. We'll be right back after this commercial break. And we back. Listen, so, you know, we had a discussion about everything, but we got to piggyback and go back on the discussion we had at the beginning of the pod.
Okay, what's up?
The three kings.
Yeah.
So.
Hold on. Are we calling them the three kings?
I mean, if you're talking about, like,
Are we just basically going Rushmore? What are we claiming here?
A Mount Rushmore of,
like,
today's
2000 raps?
We gotta call them the tens, because if we can't say 2000, because 2000 would be from 2000 to 2010.
Okay,
and only actually none of them really had a like career. Drake was kind of starting off, but he was doing Degrassi.
I mean, and also Cole was starting off too around that time.
But, yeah, I mean, both of them was underground, yeah. But if we're talking like.
Cole more or less came out after 2011, 2012,
2012. I mean, I think it has big boom.
Yeah, I mean, that was
Mr. Shiny Watch with Jay-Z was like 2010.
Yeah, nice watch, yeah.
Yeah. But if we're talking like with them three, you would have to say the 2010s.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So 2010 to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So. If we're calling them the Mount Rushmore, we got to add a fourth person. So who would be the fourth rapper?
Wayne?
From 2010 to 2020?
I mean, I would just throw Wayne in there, period, because, like, shoot, Wayne came out from the 2002 to 2010s. And, like,
I mean,
if it wasn't for Wayne, we wouldn't have, like, what, Future? We wouldn't have Thug?
If we're saying from 2010 to 2020...
Mm-hmm.
Who was consistent at that time, like those three? You,
Cole.
We're gonna say Cole, Drake, Kendrick. But who would be the fourth?
I wouldn't even say. That's the toughest part I can say is like with Kendrick. It was like if I remember correctly,
mm-hmm.
with Kendrick, he dropped Good Kid, Mad City around 2012. All right. Mm-hmm. And
damn, it's 2016.
And
those two albums by themselves put him on his
mouth. To Pimp a Caterpillar came out, what, in 2015?
To the Butterfly.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Don't ever disrespect that CD.
Excuse me.
But okay, those three, but the first two you named, Damn and Good Kid, Mad City.
And that puts him a Butterfly.
But those,
like, that came in 2015.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it didn't, right. But I'm saying the first two albums by themselves that we named puts him on his Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
That
for the 2010s, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and then all of Drake's like iconic shits came out at that time.
Mm,
like
yeah.
Views, nothing was the same. Mm-hmm.
Dad, what else came out around that time?
Shit. All
I'm about to say
What a Time to Be Alive.
You got what a time to be alive was around there.
If you're reading this, it's too late.
Yeah.
Drake owns.
But like that, reading this too late was, take a, care. Was considered as a mixtape when it came out, though.
Don't care.
It but they turned it into an album. Okay. Just like Kendrick Lamar's untitled mixtape or turned into an album.
You still got
Cause like that was a whole Swiss beat to his son.
If you're reading this, it's too late.
Alright. So, so we, like you said, we're doing Mount Rushmore and we're doing four, right? So we're going to throw Cole, Kendrick, Drake, mm-hmm. and number four, who's been consistent, that should be on there, but nobody's really like acknowledging that fourth person. Who's not being acknowledged, but who should be
okay, on the fourth. So person. From 2010 to
you want to throw Wiz Khalifa? Why not?
Not that Mount Rushmore.
Why not?
Body of work don't match the mountain.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you, if like, going the from, body the body of work is the smoke going, is the smoke session.
If we going so, from like, 2010,
and what it's the just 2020. The fourth butt too. So 420s are around the corner. So yeah, he about to drop.
But the body of work around the, so we say in the 2010s, the 2010, the 2020. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Honestly, people are gonna hate to say this, but one person we gotta add in is Kanye.
No, we can't throw Kanye in there because, like, he's before the era. But he's in the era.
Listen to his discography from 2010 to 2020.
All right,
you got My Dark and Twisted Fantasy. That's 2010.
Okay,
you got Yeezus.
That was 2013.
Yeah, you Watch the Throne.
Yeah.
You have a Kid See Ghost.
Yeah. Wait, Kid See Ghost came out on what?
2019.
Damn, I thought it hit 2020. I thought that hit 2020.
You still got Ye. Yeah, I love that album. The Life of Pablo.
The Life of Pablo came out what, 17?
2016.
16, crap. See?
So, his body of work. Mm-hmm. From 2010 to 2020, has to be.
He holds some weight.
Yeah, he holds weight. Another add-on we have to add, or as a possibility, mm-hmm. we got Rick Ross with his discography.
But we ain't throwing Ross up there. Right, when was the last time you listened to a whole Ross album, back front to back?
We're from 2010 to 2020. You got Teflon Don, has Ashton Martin music.
That's what I said. What album are you listening for front to back?
Teflon Don.
Okay.
God Forgives, I Don't.
Okay.
Mastermind was good. Hood's Billionaire wasn't bad.
I ain't listened to him back front to back, though.
Well, okay, those are the two honorable missions. And, I mean, consistency is key. Now, this is going to be a underdog person, mm-hmm. but I feel like we got to put this person in here.
What, Tiger?
That's second, but I was saying Big Sean.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 2010 to 2020, his album run is stupid, and we got to put him in here. Mm-hmm. You got Finally Famous, Hall of Fame, probably his best work, Dark Sky Paradise.
Yeah.
I Decided, his Detroit album was good, Double or Nothing.
Dang, this was 2010s.
Yeah. His whole album run is 2010.
And he stopped at Detroit too.
So I mean, those are the three I would say had the biggest album run impact.
Boy. Well, I guess we already solidified our Mount Rushmore for the Let's Find Out group.
Who? Oh, because I don't think me and you got two different answers here.
No, I thought we basically
solidified. No, we got the three. But it's four people on Mount Rushmore. So
yeah, that's why I said I thought we'd solidify the fourth man.
Who?
Kanye.
As a Kanye fan, I don't think I'm going to have to agree with that.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, did you not hear that? He not even throwing him up there?
Okay. I'm just saying.
So, like, you try to say, all right, so what's your fourth man then?
Honestly, in the 2010s, I mean, you might have to say Big Sean. Big Sean literally has an album almost every year of the 2010s mm-hmm. that you can't say was not good.
Yeah.
I mean,
Oh, I miss Fab though. I miss Fab. See, I miss mixtape Fab. I miss.
Now we're throwing that in. We got mixtape Fab.
Yeah.
You could say Nicki Minaj, but.
Yeah, what? I forgot we didn't throw the female rappers on the Mount Rushmore.
Well, I mean, because, okay.
We got Nicki, we got Meg. Meg came out in 2010s, did she?
I mean, I don't think. Tina Snow, but see, everybody wasn't fucking with her as Tina Snow.
Yeah, they was. I was. Shit. I fuck with Tina Snow.
Not a lot of people was fucking with her as Tina Snow.
Shit.
Not everybody was not fucking with her as Tina Snow, even you know that.
Shit.
She had a coke bottle, and when she changed that name, and then niggas, that's when they started dick riding. And then Nicki, let's see, can we really say Nicki had a Pink Friday came out in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
The Pink Print, Pink Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. I never really been a big Nicki fan.
Mm-hmm.
So when she came, most definitely, when I heard that she came out with Queen and Queen got slid up on the table and ain't nobody really paid attention to it, I was like, yeah, that's the reason why.
Okay. It's going to pain me to say this, but this person's going through a whole lot of backlash, and we need to throw this man's name up here.
Who?
My man Meek Mill, man.
What about... hey, man.
We're getting that in a second.
We got to finish this Mount Rushmore. We was going to go down a rabbit hole so fast, y'all.
We got to finish this Mount Rushmore.
He knew
okay.
I was going to go with
that. So from 2010 to 2020.
Uh-huh.
So this is what he dropped. So he got all the Dream Chasers, basically.
Dang. Yeah.
You got
Championships.
Mm-hmm. Dreams and Nightmares.
Okay.
Dreams Worth More Than Money.
And look, we ain't gonna talk about that album. That album started a whole time beef that didn't even be started.
I'm just saying, like, it's
he was like, where my money at for Rico, dog? Drake, like, where my money at for Rico?
Okay.
Like, so, shoot, you look, I put you on.
So listen, so this is what we so this is what we are.
And Drake jumped on the championship too. Yeah, so like look. Hey, it's a stunt. It's a stunt for y'all.
It's hard to name the last head of the Mount Rushmore. Because if you're really thinking about it, some of these people have iconic-ass bodies of work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm naming my last person.
Who you naming your last person?
I've been reading the discography. And this is the own personal choice of mine. I'm putting him on this Mount Rushmore. I don't care what answers I get.
What do we got?
My last person on this Mount Rushmore, you gotta put Tyler the Creator.
All right. I fucks with it. Look. You ain't even got to go into no deep detail. I'm saying,
cultural impact.
Yeah.
Albums.
Yeah.
Just now.
Let them know.
It might be your own personal choice of mine.
Yeah, let them know.
Because I'm a good fan of his. But this is his iconic album run.
Mm-hmm.
From 2010 to 2020. Mm-hmm. So this is what you have. You have all my favorites. Actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. You already won.
You got Goblin.
You got Wolf.
Wolf. Cherry Bomb.
Yes, Data, I Met You, Girl.
Goblin, Cherry Bomb, Wolf.
Flower Boy,
Igor.
Mm-hmm.
The man wrote the music for the fucking Dr. Seuss The Grinch remake.
Yes. Like, and look, see, you know what? That's
and let's not even count the Odd Future stuff. The Odd Future tapes. Like, yeah. I think there's
yeah.
Like, I'm not even gonna hold you. That's probably gonna be the fourth person on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and
I'm canceling everybody. So the Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
yeah, Mount Rushmore on the 24. I mean the 2010s. Drake, Jermaine, Kendrick, Tyler. I have no regrets.
I ain't got nothing against that. I ain't got nothing against that at all.
Because you gotta say like who had the best like impact, cultural body of work.
And who you going back to playing to?
Yeah, I'll play the top. Yeah, them four is probably those four 2010s esque albums were probably the ones I play the most. To be honest.
Because I ain't playing Yeezus. I'm sorry. I mean, I play Yeezus.
You gotta come see me outside.
But like
Yeezus is one of the best. Bound 2 is one of the best songs of all.
I'm not saying that the fact that, like it's not a great album, but I'm just saying the fact that like it took me longer to digest that album than it took me any other album.
Because y'all weren't real fans. See, I was good.
I was there too.
See, it was me.
I was there too.
I was the one wearing two polos.
I got distracted with Janelle Monáe though, because Janelle Monáe, she was coming out around that time too, and I was like, damn,
I was the
that's
one
a
that made my mama,
black woman right there.
I was the one that made my mama buy them expensive ass shades with them two polos back in the day.
Hey, see, and that. Back to it again with the polo. See, I'm telling you, you can't say that a man is not out here stunning or flexing if he got a clean ass crisp iron polo with some iron jeans or iron cap.
Kanye literally had me buy the striped long sleeve polo.
Yes.
My mama cussed me smoothly up.
Why? Because of how much the polo cost?
She said, you made me work all these damn hours. I remember this shit for Christmas. I had, it was the same one.
Uh-huh.
It was the blue orange jump.
Yeah.
And I had the match. I still got the glasses right now. Like, actually, I'm gonna go and get them shits. Talk to the people.
See, look. All right, now we're gonna end up having this man post a picture on the dang on podcast with the glasses and the whole fit with him looking like Jake from State Farm in the Mambas. Mambas, dog.
He
already
had glasses. He was talking about the Kanye shades.
Like, I'm telling you.
She had me buy the Kanye shades. I still got, you know, shout out to my mama. Shout out to Kayla, you know what I'm saying? Cuss me, smooth me out. Boy, hey. Best Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Best Christmas gifts. Mm. But now, so back to the topic of the who's getting slandered out here.
Whew. But pretty much cold told Kendra, you're not ready for the war you think you are.
Oh, I ain't talking about that person's slander.
Oh, what slander were you talking about?
Talking about Diddy.
Oh, shit.
Listen, man.
I'm scared of this topic because, like, shoot, Diddy could be coming out of nowhere.
I ain't scared. Look, man. Diddy, look, man. Fuck with your fellow Scorpio. Look, man. I know they're doing you wrong out here. Now, that sex trafficking shit, I ain't gonna touch because I feel like until the evidence is out there. I gotta leave my man alone. Now,
I don't know. If you got the feds coming to your house like that, dog, that's some shit.
See, I feel like there ain't nothing but a setup.
I don't care. I done seen enough shows
setup
to worry the fact that, like, regardless if it's a setup, it's still some shit afoot, dog.
See, he would have been good.
It's still some shit afoot.
He ain't try to sue Ciroc. He should have just left them boys alone.
So you think the audio clip is real? I ain't listened to it, Bobby. I heard.
Do I think it's real?
Yeah, that audio clip I heard.
I mean, look, I don't think it's real because, first of all, the clip is coming from a hurt person.
Who?
Yeah, apparently, it got leaked from Nikki.
Why was she even leaking?
That's what I'm saying. That's why so much of this shit is becoming a sitcom. I don't think nothing is real at this point.
Like, I can understand. All right, I can understand the whole entire new thing when it comes to celebrities. Mm. But, like, when it comes to, like, how did she even get it, though?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like this whole, like, situation, none of this shit makes sense. Like, none of this shit is adding up. Like, It's literally, I feel like we're in an episode of South Park right now. none of the stories are adding up. You got, okay, you not even allegedly, whatever. So you got Diddy, who they're trying to say is trafficking kids or something. And then they want to keep bringing up the Diddy parties. Now, the trafficking is one part. Mm-hmm. the parties. What is wrong with a nigga having a party?
And now, and that's another thing. Like, all right, so
what makes having a party illegal?
So my thing is this. The way how they are trying to basically map it out is that he was basically recording people without the knowledge at the party and stuff like that. But I'm sitting here like, regardless of the fact that like you being recorded at Diddy's party without your knowledge, you should understand that the fact that like this man is at a higher stature. So with him being at a higher stature, you don't think that the fact that like this man wouldn't have cameras in his house because the fact that like he's throwing a party and he have a whole bunch of people come over, somebody walking out his front door with his couch. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a big enough land to the point where the fact that, like, you're not being able to see everything within your line of sight, like, all your belongings, then why wouldn't I put cameras in my house? And then another thing is this. If you're doing some shit at somebody else's house that you don't want nobody to know, why the fuck you doing it at their house?
Why the fuck?
Exactly. Go do it at your crib. Go do it somewhere else, dog. Like, shoot, that's the reason why we have all these other privacy areas or our own world of privacy. To where the fact like we can do that. But when you go into someone else's domain and you thinking that the fact that, like this person is out for your best interest, you got the game wrong. You got the game all wrong. So I don't understand where these people was thinking that the fact that like this man was not going to be like, hey, yo, you know, you remember the party the other day where the fact that like you did success? How you know? Bro, I got a clip right here. So, I mean, you're going to have to like work some shit out with me if you want this clip. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's blackmailing, I'm not saying is a good thing. But for the fact that like, you felt comfortable enough to do it in this man's house or do anything, even though he's throwing a party. Bro, they record parties and stuff like that on a regular basis. So you didn't think that it was going to hit the news, or you didn't think that this one night was going to get out.
Sure.
I don't know, but hey.
But I feel like the whole thing is either some fake shit going on,
mm-hmm.
or it's a little bit too much that's far-fetched for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, granted, like, I'm not saying that this man's just an innocent bystander.
No, I'm not saying
that. But low-key, it's starting to feel like, okay, something is not adding up. Like,
distraction.
That's what I'm saying. Something is being brought up to our, like, trying to be hidden.
Because, mm-hmm.
like, there's too much goofy shit with the situation. But I'm saying, listen to what I'm saying. So we've been knowing that this man has had a crazy ass personality and throwing parties. It's been for years.
Before in the 90s, we knew.
That's what I'm saying.
In the 90s, we knew.
So we knew that this man has been just dancing, doing crazy shit, yada, oh yada. Okay.
It's been over 30 years and people are still,
this man
are
has
still
literally,
shocked.
That's what I'm saying. This man's literally been at the top of his fame except for 30 years.
Over 30 years.
Over 30. Okay. So, you mean to tell me that one day people just woke up and was like,
yeah,
we're going to arrest this bitch.
I'm tired of seeing this man having so much fun. Let me go fuck with him.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then, like, okay, so then if people want to bring up the whole him fucking Meek or other men at his parties or something, if that nigga gay, he gay. If he like fucking men or whatever, then that's that.
Yeah, leave me.
That's not a jail sentence.
What
if these people are willingly letting them do that or whatever?
I'm gonna go ahead and go to the Mount Rushmore, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm gonna go ahead and read scripture off the Mount Rushmore from Jermaine Cole. What you fuck don't make me nut.
Insane in the membrane.
You better say it.
But yeah, like. Y'all, stop fucking with Diddy. Like, I don't.
The man has, like, literally, like, lately, he's been literally, like, I would say, going bankrupt. Or either he's everything that he's been investing himself in the past couple of years, he's been pulling himself out of. So, we know for a fact that, like, he's been fucking up. And even though he's trying his best, we're all still human. But leave the man alone.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Yeah, look, you already took Bill Cosby from us. You already took R. Kelly. We understand about R. Kelly, but at the same time.
Oh, no, we I ain't touching the R. Kelly shit. R. Kelly did that shit. Now, there is
so people. Wait, hold on, talk about. So do you think that R. Kelly and Diddy was in cahoots with each other?
In cahoots?
Yeah, you think like Diddy took over R. Kelly's reign in the...
No, because there's only one. Kelly did that shit.
But someone had to take the throne. They weren't gonna have an empty seat.
Listen, the lineage. Listen. I don't know. You know, but so much.
Uh-huh.
Certain situations.
Uh-huh.
Kelly did that shit. Listen, mm-hmm. Kelly didn't give a fuck.
I mean, the man. They said the man was running a cult.
This is how you know Kelly didn't give a fuck.
The man was in a trench coat. Oh no, he was in like what did they call him?
This is how I know Kelly didn't give a fuck. Kelly was out here picking up girls from the school willingly, taking them shopping. The man wrote Aaliyah's first album.
Girl ain't nothing but a number. Why would you write that?
The closer I get to you,
never change.
Ooh.
Why would he write that? Listen, I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Writing shit like that willingly, and then just, and then the all time, between that and the all time shit when he was in the interview with Old Buddy, he was like, do you like teenage girls? When you say teenage, how old are we talking? The dude's face back to that response kills me every time. Because bro was like, what you mean? He just looked at him like.
So my thing is this.
Mm-hmm. Kelly did this.
If we're going to tackle Kelly mm-hmm. and his writing. Mm-hmm. Or what is it? Repertoire?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How come we not tackling Future in his writing?
We do.
But we're not tackling it as like we did with Kelly.
No. I have been said Future go keep me his ass beat.
Cause like some of these songs that he done wrote for like other people, it should question you too.
I've been saying this. I have literally been telling people, why do y'all gas up Future? Have y'all really not listened to this man? Some of the shit he be saying, the lean shit by itself is already a problem. But if you doing it,
uh-huh.
man up to it. Uh-huh. Riff Raff said he did it. People in the Texas said they did it. This man out here talking about, I never did lean before.
I mean,
you got niggas listening to your songs trying lean.
Putting people on.
And you over talking about, I never tried.
I mean.
Try these nuts. You out here killing people.
No, that's the part of the game. They out there trapping, dog. That's what it's called, trap music, dog.
Ain't no part of the game.
But like, I don't know. It's just that I feel like there needs to be a breakdown for songs that Future has written for other people, and songs like, you know what I'm saying, that we're gonna save that for another episode.
We will,
cause like I'm telling you, if you break down some of these Future songs, you're gonna start seeing some pictures.
So you think in 20 years, Future's next?
I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised he ain't on the chop block right now.
No, we're digging him too. But anyway, we're going to end the episode with that, but it's your boy, the Ravishing Rudy.
And NTG. Yeah, that's me.
Take that.